You're listening to Irish Radio Canada, and I'm sitting across from Ryan Young, and Ryan and I have chatted. It's a pleasure to be sitting across from him again at Godrich Celtic Roots Festival, because when Ryan and I talked last, he was embarking on an adventure that he was looking forward to, where he was going to get the opportunity to work with an idol of his life. And in the interim period, he has had that opportunity, and that was with Martin Hayes. And he has since produced an album for Ryan, and it's on the shelves, and Ryan will tell us all about it. But Ryan, thanks so much, and it's great to reconnect with you. So as I said there, like when we talked last, you were heading into that adventure.
Oh, I was indeed, yes. So I recorded with Martin just last December there, and the album just came out about a month and a half ago, so it's brand new, it's a baby.
So tell us about the experience.
Well, it was very surreal in a sense, just like actually seeing Martin's thought process up close and personal and all these kind of things, and I suppose just putting all your trust into someone that you've admired for so long, and like just all the mixed emotions of like playing for someone that, like, so every album I've done, I've always wondered what would Martin Hayes think of this,
right?
And I'm getting like that instantaneous feedback sort of thing. So
did he make any comment on any of your previous work in that case?
He didn't make any comment on it, no. But,
okay.
Like, he largely just kind of sat next to me when I recorded. Because, like, most producers, for anyone who doesn't know, would sit behind, like, a glass panel in a different room. Whereas Martin sat as far away as you and I are sitting right now, about 2 feet away from each other, just so he could hear me playing in the room and comment on, like, literally hearing my fiddle in person and stuff.
Okay.
And it was almost like just feeding off of his energy playing to him.
Right. So when you say he was sitting there and he could comment, so to what degree then was their interaction?
Well, it was largely he would tell me which take made him feel something.
Okay.
Because I recorded nearly 2.5 albums worth of material.
Okay.
And I redid every take twice, no more than that. And if it didn't feel right, I didn't do it again.
Okay.
And it was largely Martin would write down that one felt good to him.
Okay. So the material that you recorded then, this was all traditional?
All traditional, well, apart from one tune which I actually wrote.
And okay.
I didn't tell anyone at the time.
And how did you feel playing that?
Well, I felt a bit nervous just because, like, I tend to hide behind the fact that I've never written any of these tunes, so
right.
I take no credit for it. I'm just letting them do their wonderful thing.
Right.
Whereas, like, if I've actually written something, I'm kind of responsible for it.
Well, yeah, but you're also very vulnerable. You're making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
And particularly putting it out in front of a master like Martin Hayes.
Oh, yeah. I was pleasantly surprised that a few people at this festival here in Godrich have actually commented that that's their favourite track, not knowing that I wrote it. So.
Right, but surely it's credited on it would be credited. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, once that process happens, you know, with anything, whether it be an author and a book, and you know, you walk out of the studio.
Yeah.
It's not on the shelves the next day.
No. When I recorded the album, I didn't listen back to anything. I just played, and then I trusted Martin to write it down. So I only heard the takes that he had chosen.
Okay.
And then after I'd left the studio, I just listened through to all the takes that he'd earmarked, and then I chose which ones I liked.
Okay, okay. And then after that, how long? Then that goes back to production.
Well, there's no edits on the record.
Okay.
And there was very little mixing actually done, because it was recorded live, and the bleed of the instruments just didn't allow for that.
Okay.
So there's not really any EQ, it's just literally as it was.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot to do with that.
So that would mean then when you're performing on stage, there's greater authenticity.
I hope so. It's just trusting Martin's ethos with things, a bit like how a mistake can say a lot more if it's said with your heart than something that's perfect.
But
manufactured. So.
Yes, I remember being at one concert where a very prominent singer, you could sense then that her ad-libs had been well rehearsed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's just trusting the moment and letting the moment bring something out that you didn't know you were going to do.
Right, right.
So.
So where does that, where will that take you now, seeing as it's just released and you're that, does this open doors that Martin produced it for you, that, and has there been knocks on your door as a result?
Well, I very much hope that's going to lead to some things. I've had a few wonderful offers. Like, Martin himself curates a big festival in Cork, Masters of Tradition.
Yes.
And he's invited me to come and play at that, which is where I'm heading to next, actually.
That's coming up now, shortly.
Yeah, and I'll get to actually play with Martin at the festival. So
fantastic.
But I suppose, like, my biggest worry in life was just, because Martin is such an idol of mine, it's like, how much of it do people think I sound like a clone, or how much do they think I sound like myself? And to hear me play back to back, either with Martin or on my own, you get to hear the actual difference between
right.
the two.
Right.
So I'm just very happy that people will see that there is actually a difference, even though you can hear his strong influence.
Right. So then, has there been any comment to you that Martin is very much in the Irish traditional style and you're very much a Scot, mm-hmm. that you've embraced and adopted the Irish West Clare style?
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose, like, I do very much have, like, an Irish stylistic voice, in a sense.
Right.
But a lot of the tunes I play, I would tentatively claim them as Scottish tunes.
Okay.
So there is that kind of inevitable Scottishness comes out a little bit.
Okay, okay. So it's, yeah, okay. That's what, yeah, rather than taking the Irish tune, you're taking the Scottish tune and giving it the Irish, that flavour. Right. So again, since I saw you last, I know you have been busy. I think you were in Ireland and toured Ireland since.
I did a short little run of gigs in Ireland. Four or five or so, maybe. But I've been doing a lot in Europe and a lot over in Canada, actually.
Right. And how have you found the response, particularly in Europe?
I've been getting a very nice response, I suppose. But, like, I tend to think of it as more, if you choose a great tune, you can't go wrong, really.
Right. And I guess where I'm coming from, in a way, is, you know, we have this perception, I would think you and I might share it, mm-hmm. in that, well, on the British Isles, Scotland, Ireland, mm-hmm. How would the Germans or the French or the Austrians, how would they relate to an Irish tune, or why would they even have any interest in it? And how surprising it can be when you stand up and play and the warm response you get.
Well, I feel like you can draw anyone in with any kind of music, as long as it comes from a deeper place, and it's just, you kind of live through the tune you're playing, almost. And
so then when you go from country to country, and then when you come to North America, to Canada, do you sense a different atmosphere with the audience?
Not necessarily, because I think, because like, the actual tunes is like this constant thing, so they kind of put you into the same mindset and headspace no matter where you are.
Right. So on the album that you've just done then, normally the sleeve notes would be where you get the opportunity to add a little bit of a personal touch. So did you take the time to sit down, put pen to paper?
Well, I did, actually, because I've never spoken about this until now, really, just, I suppose, with thinking about my parents getting older and stuff like that, and them both not being very well.
Right.
It's like reflecting on how much influence they did actually have on me as a musician,
right.
even though they're not professional musicians themselves.
Right.
My dad would only tentatively claim that he plays the guitar. So I tend to think of tunes how my mum might paint, because she's an artist.
Okay.
And I have a thing called synesthesia, where you kind of, you imagine notes as colours.
Right.
And I tend to kind of get swept away in the colours of the notes, kind of like how my mum might paint. And then it's thinking a bit like little stylistic things I do, like bending of notes. I first heard my dad do that on the guitar, because he plays a lot of blues. So it's like a combination of both my parents has resulted in the way I play. And then when I eventually heard Martin, it kind of made sense of this kind of sound that I was chasing, and taught me that what I hoped for was worth pursuing.
Right. So looking out over the next 6 to 12 months then, I presume you would already have quite a busy calendar lined up. You say you have Cork coming up very quickly.
Well, Cork coming up very quickly, and then I'll be in Germany for a bit, and Denmark, and back to Canada, and then round the UK, and then back to Canada again, actually, and then the States next year too.
Right. We're going to share a piece of music from the album. What piece? In fact, I know what your own composition would actually be the ideal piece. if you were to say, what's the inspiration of that particular piece, what would you describe it?
Well, it's a tune called The Blackout, and it's a tune that myself and my friend Tina Jordan Reese actually co-wrote together.
Okay.
And we had a very short-lived band with two other musicians, and to come up with new material, we set 20 minutes aside to write a tune, and this is what we came up with. It was just not overthought, we just wrote it in the spur of the moment. What felt natural became the tune, so it was very, very organic.
And if anyone wants to get their hands, excuse me, on the album, I know sending them to the internet can be easy, but you don't necessarily get a high proportion of what's spent. Where would be the best place? Yeah, are you on Bandcamp?
I am indeed on Bandcamp, so if you type Ryan Young Fiddle into Bandcamp, you'll find my new album.
And that is where you get at least an appropriate, if not at all. So you're getting rewarded for your labours if they go to Bandcamp.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's a big problem with streaming. You get nothing for streaming, but yes. Bandcamp, I'll actually make some money from it. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time. It's been great reconnecting with you.
You too, Austin. Thank you so much.